He said, I don't have no word in it. It ain't God's fault. It's not God's fault. Because he said, I give you my word, receive my word. How did he receive it? I believe it. When I hear what he said, like what he's saying, I believe that. So if I, how do I tell whether I believe it? I start saying it. You're going to talk what you believe. I can get around you. I can tell where you are. Just talk to you a little while. I can tell. You start talking all doubt and unbelief, I know what done happened to you. I got lucky the other day. I know where you are. And no luck in the eyes of God, luck doesn't exist. That old luck came from the devil. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall do what? Ask what ye what? Will, and it shall be done. And translating from the Greek, which the New Testament was written from, the recorded or written, translated from the original Greek into English. And you find the word I shall, I will, translating from the Greek. You can't make it any stronger in the English language. Or I shall, or I will. Hello? And he said, ask, let me start off. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Didn't say it might be. Keep going. Shall be. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Do you have any confidence in the Lord? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask what? Ask anything according to his will. How I know I may ask something that's not his will? Go read the Bible then. That's his will. Well, everything God said, that's his will. If he would come and stand where I'm standing, or you sitting there, he'll come and sit beside you, and you have the Bible and read it, he'll say the same thing to you that you're reading in the Bible. I'm going to say it again because I don't believe y'all got it. He would not say anything different because this is his word. You can't separate him from his word. So we need to start visualizing, making ourselves think that way and act that way. When I open up the Bible, God is sitting there talking to me. He's talking to me. Not I'm reading my Bible. God is talking to me. The great big God that made the heaven, the earth, and all that you see, and all the universe. He's sitting right there talking to me. Woo. This is confident that we have in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, what shall we ask? We know that we have what? The petition, plural, that we desire of him. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are what? Yes, yes and no. Amen. Okay. Let me just read what's up there. I'm trying to read something else. Kind of get my doubt and unbelief in there. I don't have it. Get out of here. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him. Amen. And amen means so be it unto the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:19. Again, I say unto you, that if who? Two of you. You can, that's the smallest you can get a group. Am I right? Is that the smallest you can get a group? Two? If two of you shall do what? Agree where? Where are you? If two of you shall agree on earth as touching what? Something, anything, anything in the will of God, anything God has said. If we can get two people to agree, God, look what Jesus said. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Give me verse 20. If two of you shall agree on, and for where two or three, the third person, are gathered together. Listen what they're saying now. Are gathered together in my name. There am I. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He didn't say I'll be somewhere around. He said if I can get two people to come together and agree on what, come together and agree, or you can bring the third person in. He said, I'm right there. Right there where those two or three come together and agree. What is he saying? I assume what they agreed on, the responsibility of that coming to pass in their lives. Ooh, what a promise. That might in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:24. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the wicked, it what? It shall come upon him. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Who? Are you righteous? Amen. Are you righteous? Yes. Well, he said, what you desire, it shall be granted. What you desire to be broke? Do you desire to be sick? You desire to be in confusion, you desire to have a bust up home. What you desire? A old meager job, just barely getting old, broke down vehicle hitting on two cylinders, and the third will come in every now and then, make a little tune. What you desire? I desire to live holy. I desire to please the Lord. I desire to walk in prosperity. I desire to have a life filled with peace and joy.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say, he did not say something, everything that he promised. Because he said all the promises in him, they are yes and amen. Proverbs, what did I read? Proverbs 24, Isaiah 59, 58, 9. Isaiah 58, 9. Then thou shalt call. Look what the Lord said. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. What? The Lord shall answer. Thou shalt call, and what? And the Lord shall answer. And thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Here I am. If thou wilt, now listen to the condition. You got to get the tongue straightened out. Got to get the finger straightened out. Got to get your life straightened out. You can't do what you want to do. You got to get that body under control. Come on. Here's the condition. He said, here am I. Here I am. If thou wilt take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the what?
Finger.
The finger. And what else?
Speaking
lies and something God didn't say. Vanity is deception. And Satan is the master deceiver of deception.